The cliche is the sequin jumpsuit half unbuttoned, thick sideburns, chunky 1970s sunglasses, and thank you very much. But not all Elvis impersonators are created equal. Robert Shaw is proving that the music and style of Elvis can still be fun, even if it's taken seriously and performed well by trained musicians. Annie Corrigan met up with him at the Palace Theater in Nashville, Indiana, to find out more.
Robert Shaw has an Elvis look about him. The dark hair, sideburns, coy smile, and something his biography calls Elvis eyes. All that plus a deep voice that sounds pretty close to the real thing. But whatever you do, don't call him an impersonator.
Impersonator has been cheapened so much by the hefty guys wearing the gold glasses and pasted on sideburns. And that's not where it's at for us. That's not what we do. But we actually prefer, like I say, Elvis performer. Or a friend, one of my friends even says, well, you're really an Elvis stylist.
Along with his Lonely Street Band, Shaw is currently performing 5 separate shows of the music of Elvis, Johnny Cash, and Bobby Darin in Nashville, Indiana. Even through the sparkly jacket, teased-up hair, and hip shimmy, he manages to infuse each performance with a bit of his own musical personality. If he couldn't, he says, the show wouldn't ring true.
I think one of the things that people identified with so much about Elvis and Johnny Cash is that they were so uniquely them, and that was part of what made them who they were. And there are performers out there, impersonators, who get so concerned with holding their pinky the exact way that Elvis did when he sang Hound Dog or whatever. They're so concerned with that that they're not focused on the song or the moment. And I try to do it opposite. I try to focus on the song and the music and whatever else comes out. You know, enough movement to suggest what Elvis did, but there's a lot of me in there too.
Baby, ain't asking much of you. Just a bigger, bigger, bigger hug of love. Will do.
Shaw grew up in a musical family in southeast Indiana, and he studied at the University of the Arts in Philadelphia. But he didn't go into music thinking he would have a career as an impersonator.
I started in the world of theater, and whenever there was any kind of like dark-haired troubadour part, it always went to me because I kind of fit the bill. And that one thing led to another, and then a theater I was working at in Tucson, Arizona, the owner and the producer and director actually encouraged me to put an Elvis concert together. And it took some nudging because I had never put a band together at that time. I knew I was trained musically, but I didn't know how to run a band per se. But I finally sat down with a piece of paper and figured out if I sold 60 tickets, I could pay the musicians and rent the venue. So I thought, we can sell 60. Surely we can sell 60.
And now he's wrapping up a 5-month stint at the Palace Theater, where he performs 5 to 6 shows a week. Whatever title you want to give him, stylist, performer, or impersonator, he takes the music very seriously because he sees how important it is to the people who attend his concerts.
I like to say that that's the business we're in. We're in the happy memory business because each of these songs means something different. You know, same song might mean a breakup to some one person. It might be a first kiss to somebody else. It might, you know, so, and it's just neat seeing all that. You can see it in people's faces when you're doing a tune, what it means to them.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Annie Corrigan.
You can find out more about Robert Shaw's performances of the music of Elvis, Johnny Cash, and Bobby Darin at the Palace Theater in Nashville on our website, wfiu.org/arts.